chapter 8. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 1. Moreover, the Lord said to me, take a large scroll and write on it with a man's pen concerning Maher Shalal Hashboaz.
这个圣经里面最长的名字在这里。
This is perhaps the longest name recorded in the Bible.
你没有练好的话，念不下来。第一次念，因为他刚刚也是。
If you're not familiar with this name, then it'd be hard to pronounce.
Maher, 那个什么沙拉勒哈斯大师。
It took me a lot of practice to master this name. Actually, this name is made up of four separate words. God said, take a large scroll and write on it using man's pen concerning this long name here. Maher, Shalal, Hash, and Bass. Verse 2 reads, and I will take for myself faithful witnesses to record Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah. So I will take for myself a faithful witness to write down these names. Verse 3, then I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said to me, call his name Maher, Shalal, Hash, and Baz.
神,这个有趣的啊,其实那个女先知是在当时来讲,就是她太太。
This is very interesting because this so-called prophetess, in fact, is Isaiah's own wife. And they had a son. And the Lord said to them they should call their son Maher, Shalal, Hash, and Bass. What does that mean? If you look at the fine print, it means speed, the spoil, hasten the booty. It's rare for anyone to name their own child a strange name. You will never call your own child a name such as the spoil or the booty.
好，因为他把我拿去了，我只好用这边了。没有关系了，反正。你看，先知常常是以一个家来侍奉。
You notice,
一个家，
the prophets usually would.
连他的太太生这个小孩，神特别要他取这样的名字。Prophet
will perform his service as a whole household, so this prophet and his wife and the children are all part of God's plan.
掳掠树林, 抢夺快盗,
to speed the spoil and hasten the booty.
犹太人跟中国人一样, 取名字很注重,
the Jewish people, like the Chinese people, pay a lot of attention to their names.
名字要有意义, 并且呢, 这个名字就是表示父母对这个孩子的一种祝福, 还有个希望。
Their names are usually very meaningful and also represent the wishes that the parents have for their children.
我到现在还没有听有人说是这个孩子，是狗养的哈，真狗养。
I've never heard of anyone name their children the son of a dog.
不会的。
They would never name their children like that.
但神要他这个取名字，就是掳掠快到了，快被掳了。
But yet God wants Isaiah to name their child speed the spoil and hasten the booty. We often talk about serving the Lord as a household, and this is what we mean.
通婚也是这个意思。
We often talk about marrying the Lord for the same reason.
尤其在这个世代里面呢。
Especially in this generation,
你信仰不一样，很难活在一起。
It is hard to live with somebody with a different faith.
除非你不在意啊。
Unless you don't care.
有时候你隔壁这个人，你想说死了，他下地狱，你跟他在一起也难过的半死嘛。
Think about it. If the person next to you will go to hell one day, how would you feel lying or sitting next to them?
像我们大哥所讲的，不在主里面没有共同语言啊。年纪越大，有这样的感觉。
Some people will say that unless
someone,
unless in the, if you're not in the Lord, then it's hard to get stay together.
啊，这是以赛亚。
This is Isaiah's message.
用他的家来侍奉。
He serves with his entire household.
那耶利米呢
？What about Jeremiah?
耶利米，我们看十六章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 16.
耶利米从小就当先知啊。
Jeremiah had been a prophet since his youth.
他也有可能他想结婚。
Perhaps he had wished that he could get married.
如果他不想结婚，就不会有十六章这个故事了。
If he didn't wish to get married, chapter 16 was would probably be redundant.
第十六章第一节。
Let's read chapter 16, verse 1.
神的话又临到我说。
The word of the Lord also came to me, saying,
你在这地方不可娶妻生儿养女。
You shall not take a wife, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place.
不可娶太太。
You cannot take a wife.
其实生儿养女是神的祝福啊。
Actually, to have children is God's blessing.
我们讲的比较很直的话，很直的在属灵里面讲话。
To be very blunt.
Very straight.
Very straight.
其实外邦人没有资格生小孩。
The Gentiles actually are not qualified to have children.
生小孩是在哪里生呢？
Who should have children?
这是祝福哦。
This is actually God's blessing.
创世纪第一章，神造人之后，在伊甸乐园祝福他们生养众多。有人说，有人如果说啊，你来给我们主持婚礼，我一定讲这个。有的人说这个什么时代了，你还讲生养众多遍满全地，头脑有问题啊？我说不是啊，圣经这样子的。
The Bible records very clearly God's commandment to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden is to be fruitful and multiply, and this is the truth for the people of God.
是真的是这样，这个是一个很长的道理。
This is actually a profound truth.
要在主里面结婚，才会生出那个什么，圣洁的种类。
Only when you marry in the Lord, will you have a chance to produce godly descendants.
不然你只是制造世上的伟人哦。
Otherwise, you're only creating great men or great giants in the world.
创世纪第六章就是世上伟人起来的时候。
In Genesis chapter 6, you see many great men or giants in the Bible.
把世界弄乱了。
But they corrupt the world.
把罪恶让罪恶更普遍了。
They made the sin of man more prevalent.
神跟耶利米说不可结婚。
But God said to Jeremiah, "Do not take a wife."
还可以，还不会很悲惨呢。
Well, that seems acceptable.
最悲惨的是谁
？But what's worse?
我希望不要当那个以西结。但是也没办法，就是。
What's worse is what happened to Ezekiel.
以西结怎么样
？What happened to Ezekiel？
我们来看一下以西结书。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
那个以西结书第二十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 24.
他们在侍奉都是整个家投入的。
When the people serve at that time, their entire household become involved.
以西结呢？
What about Ezekiel?
他们，你看，以赛亚、耶利米，他们都是当预兆，当一个 sign.
Isaiah and Jeremiah were both a sign.
当做一个 sign. 那你看我们第十五节。
Let's read Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 15.
我们先念24节，这里就有预兆。
Let's read verse 24. Chapter 24, verse 24. Thus Ezekiel is assigned to you according to all that he has done, you shall do. And when this comes, you shall know that I am the Lord God.
所以这边说, 以西结必这样做你, 为你们做预兆。
So here it says that Ezekiel shall be assigned to you.
那这个预兆是用家庭来做的。
And this sign comes from their family.
那以西结他应该很爱太太。
Ezekiel must be loves his wife very dearly.
他们夫妻感情应该是很好。
I believe he had a really good relationship with his wife.
如果他们天天吵架。
If they were fighting all the time,
已经人家说貌合神离啊, 就是身体在一起, 但是那个精神都不知道飞到哪里去了。
If they were fighting all the time, then they probably didn't really have a good time together.
我们看15节,
Let's read verse 15.
神的话又临到我说,
And the word of the Lord came to me again, saying,
以西结神都一直叫他人子人子。
God refers to Ezekiel as the son of man.
他说人子啊,
the son of man.
神说, 我要将你眼目所喜爱的忽然取去。
I take away from you the desire of your eyes with one stroke.
他可以坐着看他太太一直看，越看越高兴。
Ezekiel could sit there and just look at his wife with desiring eyes.
他看到太太就喜悦了。
He was pleased just even looking at his wife.
你眼目所喜悦的，看到太太就喜悦起来。
It pleases him just to spend time with his wife.
神知道哦。
And God knew that.
神知道他们感情很好。
God knew that they were close.
神要一下子忽然把他拿走。
But somehow God desired, God wants to take away from him his desire.
但是神说你不可悲哀哭泣。
And God said, yet you shall neither mourn nor weep.
也不可流泪。
Nor shall your tears run down.
第17节。
Verse 17.
你只可叹息。
Sigh in silence only.
这个叹息呢，不出声的。
It has to be done in silence.
大家做一个不出声的叹息来试试看。
Try to sigh without making any sound now. Give it a try.
试试看。 叹息，我们叹息都是，唉，但是呢没有声音。人家说那个叹息的气往肚子里面吞了，但是也不准哭啊。And
he, in fact, he also has to remain, not only remain silent, he cannot cry. God said,
不可悲哀哭泣，也不可流泪。
Neither mourn nor weep, nor shall your tears run down.
对以西结来讲，这会憋死人啊。
This is so stifling.
然后呢, 不可办理丧事。
Here says, make no mourning for the dead.
头上冷热裹头巾。
Bind your turban on your head.
也就是说正常工作了。
Meaning to go on with your normal business. Put sandals on your feet.
正常生活。
To live normally.
这是工作的。
Resume business as usual.
不可蒙着嘴巴。
Do not cover your lips.
你不要, 小孩子常常会哭，不可以。
You see little children, before they cry, they cover their mouth.
不可以装着，不可以哭出来。
God is saying, don't even cry.
不可吃吊上的食物。
And do not eat man's bread of sorrow.
神刚讲完呢。
God just said this.
那我们看18节。
Let's read verse 18.
于是我将这事早晨告诉百姓。
So I spoke to the people in the morning.
他警告那些百姓啊。
In the morning, he warned God's people.
晚上我的妻子就死了。
And that very evening, my wife died.
很快啊。
Very fast, it happened.
次日早晨我便遵命而行。
And the next morning, I did as I was commanded.
就是。 不可悲哀,
that is, no mourning nor weeping.
不可流泪,
no tears.
可以叹息,
you can sigh.
但是不可以出声,
but it has to be done in silence.
你做一个不出声的叹息, 看怎么样。
Try to sigh silently.
这个太太不是很讨厌的。
This is not a, you know, a wife that he hates.
我们来看那个创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪23章。
Verse 23.
第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. Genesis 23, verses 1 and 2. Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Verse 2. So Sarah died in Kijath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan, and Abraham came to mourn for Sarah, to weep for her.
亚伯兰已经137岁了。
At this point, Abraham was 137 years old.
一个老公公。
He was an old man.
如果小孩子一两个月再哭，我们一般都哭久了，你会很烦。你想说，大人怎么不去看看？
让孩子哭啊。If you hear a young child crying for a while, you will find it very annoying.
你会不会心很痛啊？
Would you feel sad?
如果会的话，只想说这个大人怎么不去看一下？
You may feel a little sad because the child is unattended.
因为小孩子他的名字就是哭嘛。
Because that's all a child would do is cry.
对，但是一个老公公哭就不一样了。
But it's something completely different for an old man to cry and weep.
你看。那个撒拉死了。
Here, Sarah died.
亚伯兰呢？
What did Abraham do?
为他哀痛哭嚎。
It says Abraham mourned for her and weep.
这是两个动作。
There are two separate actions.
在这个社会很少哈，我不知道美国了，在德国社会，人如果你不是有亲人在那里，你一生在那里很少会遇到就是丧礼。都是他们很秘密的，不是秘就是家族式的，不像台湾那个人死了，满街都是哦，敲了好几个月还在敲。
In Germany, death is something that's considered very private. Only family members would know. Unlike in Asia, in Taiwan, a death in the family will be pronounced and broadcasted all over the city.
我隔壁的隔壁一个老先生死，也不老了，大我两三岁应该。哦，我被人家说我是老先生，我现在很接受了。以前我想说奇怪，变老先生变我。
I used to find it offensive to when people refer me to as an elderly. Now I have accepted the fact that I'm old.
有一次几个小孩说啊，老公公来了。
This one time, some children say, "Here comes the old man," and they were talking about me.
好，在非洲哈。他们人如果去世了
Now in Africa, when somebody dies,
半夜哈，我十几年前，哇吓一跳，半夜被他吵醒了。隔壁村庄很远呢。
I remember over a decade ago, this one night in Africa, I was awoken at night because there's a loud noise from the next village.
他们那个哀痛，那个哭，应该可能没有流眼泪，他们那个声调啊。不会学就是，很高又很大声。
They will mourn and howl in high pitch and loud noise when somebody dies.
那去那边当然，我办丧礼最多就是在非洲。我当传道的时候。
In my career as a minister, I have officiated the most number of funerals actually in Africa.
在德国就一次。
I only didn't have to do it once in Germany.
那一次很特殊就是了。
It was a very special circumstance.
因为常常我是在德国最老的。
Because usually
要办丧礼就当然可能就我读得比较快就是。
Usually,
我是讲真的。
I'm one of the oldest person in Germany church, so I should be the one dying. But in any case, that was a special circumstance.
那很在德国很少丧礼。
We have very few funerals in Germany.
在美国还比在德国多了。
I've encountered more in America, in fact, than in Germany.
好。亚伯兰哭了。
Well, here we see Abraham weeping and mourning.
台湾，我小时候如果有人去世，那个妇人哦也会这样啊、哦，但是他有盖着，不晓得没有流眼泪，就是有声音的。
I remember when I was
一边哭一边讲话。
In Taiwan,
这不容易耶。
In Taiwan, when somebody passed away, they would actually hire a team of professional mourners to come and weep.
那后来这种。习惯没有了，所以现在 我有一次回去很奇怪，那个送葬行列他用那个扩音机啊，他说有一个车子叫五指枯木，其实那是职业枯手啊。
And nowadays they have professional mourners, so the family don't have to do the hard work. They would broadcast using a loudspeaker to broadcast the mourning.
年轻的，就是太太们的，不没有办法哭出来。
The young
像越老越会啊，你们不晓得有没有经验过，就是有没有
？So
好
，Yeah, the elderly married couples will cry louder than the newlyweds.
神告诉以西结。
Now God said to Ezekiel,
只能叹息。
You can only sigh,
其他都不能。
But nothing else.
但是你的叹息不能出声。
And your sighing must be completely silent.
回去试试看看怎么叹息。
I challenge you to try that.
但是不能出声，没有声音的叹息。
A silent sighing.
好，他晚上太太就死了。
So that night, his wife died.
神说这个就是预兆。
And God said, "This shall be a sign."
你眼目所喜爱的。
What your eyes desire.
忽然把你取去。
I will strike him.
这也是表示在当时，他是接续耶利米的。
So Ezekiel is the successor of Jeremiah.
神离开了。
God has departed from them.
神所配的婚姻在这里也断了。
And the marriage God had arranged, so to speak, has been discontinued.
本来是一体的。
They were of one body.
耶利米还好了，你不准结婚。
Jeremiah was not allowed to get married. Fine.
那以赛亚应该最好吧。
Isaiah probably had it best.
生个小孩。
He had a son.
太太也是健康的嘛。
And his wife was healthy.
只是孩子取一个怪名字，以后人家都想说抢夺的来了，抢夺来了，强盗来了，强盗来了。
The worst thing that happened to Isaiah is that he had a son with a strange name called Speed of Spoil.
以西结呢
？What about Ezekiel?
太太死了。
How sad, his wife died.
你看他们在侍奉都全家连在一起的。
So you can see that his family life reflects his service.
那以西结书呢
？What about Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel?
你们可能也听过讲习会嘛？是荣光的归回。
You may remember, this book talks about the return of God's glory.
你们听过吗？应该有哈。
Have you heard this before?
我们很简单的把几个经节读。
Let me call your attention to a few important verses.
好，我们来看第八，先来看第一章。
Let's first read Ezekiel chapter 1.
出来就是神的荣耀了。
You begin to see God's glory immediately.
我们来看第二十六节，一章二十六节到二十八节。
Chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. 26.
看到彩虹。
They will actually see a rainbow.
那神的荣耀的形象就是像这样的形象。
And the appearance of God's glory is like the rainbow.
好，所以神的荣耀出现。
So we see the appearance of God's glory.
神的荣耀。我们来接下来看第八章。
Then let's refer to chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
那个，我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. He stretched out the form of the hand and took me by the lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy. Verse 4. And behold, the glory of God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the plain. He saw the glory of God.
但是呢，神的荣耀离开了。
But the glory of God departed.
我们看第九章第三节。
Let's read chapter 9, verse 3.
你现在有一个图像，就是当时的那个圣殿的图像。
Now you should have an imagery in your head about the temple at that time. Chapter 9, verse 3. Then the glory of God of Israel had gone up from the cherub where it had been to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed with linen, who had the writer's inkhorn on his side.
神的荣耀本来是在基督伯上面的。
The glory of God was residing on the cherubims.
对，这个基督伯就是那约柜上面的两个基督伯。
The cherubim refers to the two angel images on top of the Ark of the Covenant.
神的荣耀离开。
Now God's glory is lifted from there.
在当时，这是圣殿。
At that time, there was a temple.
圣殿的最里面至圣所就是有约柜。
In the most inner part, the Holy of Holies resides the Ark of the Covenant.
那约柜的上面两个天使翅膀接翅膀，面看着这个四人座。
And on both sides of the cabinet was an angel, a cherub. They're facing face to face with their wings touching each other. They're looking at the center of the ark.
那现在呢，神的荣耀离开了。
Now the glory of God has been lifted away from it.
就是离开至圣所。
Meaning, departing from the Holy of Holies.
跑到哪里去？
What does it go?
到门槛上。
It went to the door, the gate.
就是门槛上面，就是再一步就出门了嘛。
It went to the door, the frame of the gate. That is, it's only a step away from going outside.
神不是一下子就跑掉的。
God did not run away immediately.
但是如果你看神为什么跑掉？
So why did God depart from the ark?
你如果看八章，你就晓得，其实这里面都是偶像啊。
But if you read verse 8, you'll see that what fills the entire temple are actually idols.
在至圣所，圣所里面都是污秽之物啊。
In the court of saint of holy and the holy of holies, they were all filled with unclean things.
神是被逼走的啦。
God was forced out of there.
第十章
，verse 10，
第四节
，verse 10， chapter 10, verse 4. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and paused over the threshold of the temple, and the house was filled with a cloud.And the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory.
神的荣耀还在里面。
The glory of God was still inside.
虽然还停在门槛以上。
It resided at the threshold of the temple.
神不忍心离开。
The Lord did not wish to depart.
有一个人，他的妹妹死了。
There's a guy whose sister died.
他去看他的墓。
He visited her tomb.
他看完之后，他要回家。
And after that, on his way home,
他说。当然，受风越大哈，大家读过太台湾读过就知道。他说，炎热的风很大。
And so he said, the wind was strong.
紫烟飞扬。好了，他我要讲就是说他还频频回首望如，还是一直看，一直看。
But he lingered around because he missed her so much.
你有感情才会再看看嘛。
You would only linger if you really care about that person.
如果要你离开家。
If you are to leave your house.
你很有感情的。
You might get emotional.
你走两步你会再看看。
You may take a couple of steps and take a look behind you.
跟你说再见再看看一下。
When they say goodbye, you'll look again.
如果你头也不回就跑了
，and if you never turn back and just walked away，
后面的人还是在看你。
The person behind you may be still looking at you。
多情种被无情伤。
It may be quite hurtful for that person。
神是很有感情的。
God is a very loving and caring God。
我们看第十章十八节。
Let's read chapter 10 verse 18。Chapter 10, verse 18. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim.
第十九节
19. And the cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up to the earth in my sight. When they went out, the hills were beside them, and they stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of God of Israel was above them.
第一步，神从圣殿离开。
So first, God departed from the temple.
在门槛上停留了好久。
And he lingered or stayed at the threshold of the temple.
没有人说，如果你吵架，你说我要走了。
If you get in a fight with somebody and say I'm leaving,
人家不理你啊。
People may not say anything.
你其实你不想离开了。
Actually, you don't actually want to leave.
看看，你怎么不说？不要走啊！
You're waiting for them to say, please don't go. And you're waiting for them to say that.
你只要再说, 我要走了。
And you might say again, I'm leaving now.
他又不理你,
and they ignore you.
你被逼的, 因为你说你要走啊,
but you had already said that you're leaving.
你就一步一步,
so you'll walk slowly away.
到门口这里,
so God here is at the gate.
没有人留啊,
and nobody is trying to retain him.
神只好到东门口,
so finally, God went to the east gate.
神一步一步了,
slowly, gradually, God moved away.
孔雀东南飞, 十里一徘徊, 还是五里一徘徊, 为什么? 频频看, 频频看。
God continues to turn back.
他很希望说, 叫我不要走。
How much did God wish somebody would call out to him to help him to retain him?
我真的要走,
I'm really leaving now.
他不回答。
Nobody responded.
神只好再走一步。
So God took another step away.
好, 我们再看第十一章。
Let's read chapter 11.
第23节。
Verse 23. Chapter 11, verse 23. And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city and stood on the mountain, which is on the east side of the city. Now, God, the glory of God has completely left the city. And he is now on the mountain across from the city, the east side of the city. You know, Jerusalem was built on the mountain of Zion. And there's a valley.
那这边有一个山,
and there's another mountain to its east.
我们知道这是锡安山,
we know on the left is Mount Zion.
东边的山就是橄榄山,
and then the mountain on the east is the Olive Mountain.
神被逼一步一步走向到橄榄山,
God was forced to go step by step to the mountain of Olive.
那接下来你看这个神的荣耀就消失了。 不是小就没有再报道了。
Then after this point, there's no more recording about the glory of God.
我们看13章。
Let's read verse 13.
14章。
And 14.
这是很悲惨的时代。
This is a tragic time.
神的荣耀离开了。
The glory of God has completely departed.
在以色列, 哦, 再没有一个好的地方了。
There's no longer any good place in the land of Israel.
先知也被迷惑。
The prophets were deceived.
我们来看第三节好了。
Let's read verse 3.
三章是第三节。
十三章。 Chapter 13, verse 3. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing.
第四节。
Verse 4. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the desert.
先知都这样子,何况百姓呢?
Even the prophets were misguided, let alone the people.
先知有祸了。
Woe to the prophets, God said.
他没在讲预言哦。
Even though they're prophesying.
预言从哪里来?
But where does the prophecy come from?
自己想。
It comes out of their own heart.
从自己的心啊, 想想想,哎, 讲个预言。
So they would make up these prophecies.
神跟他们说, 你们好像荒场中的狐狸。
God said to them, you prophets are like the foxes in the desert.
第五节,
verse 5.
没有上去堵挡破口,
you have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall.
也没有重修墙沿,
and you did not rebuild the walls.
你只是在那破坏,
you're only standing there to destroy.
荒场中的狐狸,
foxes in the desert.
把荒场弄得更荒,
made the desert even worse.
所以在那个时候, 第七节,
in verse 7. Verse 7, have you not seen a futile vision? Have you not spoken false divination? You say, the Lord says, but I have not spoken. This is the absolute worst.
你认为说,
you think that God is speaking.
对,
and you are confident God is speaking. 嗯,
但神说,
but God says, I never said so.
自己骗自己,
you're lying to yourself.
嗯, 在这个时代里面,
in this generation,
我们来看第九, 14章第九节,
let's read chapter 14, verse 9.
这个是在末后的世代里面我们要提醒要小心的。
This is also something we must pay attention to in the end times.
我们每个人的信仰都要建立。
We all have to build up our faith.
你到最后你是祭司哦。
In the end, you are a priest.
哎，你不要被我骗了。
Don't be deceived by me.
哎，我是讲真的。
I'm being serious here.
如果我讲错了。
If I say something wrong here,
你要能够分辨。
You need to be able to discern.
我的意思是说，所有的都一样。
I'm saying it's all the same.
不要说啊，他是传道。
Don't think that because he's a minister, he'll be more right.
哎，你要自己从圣经得到答案。
But you need to find the answer for yourself from the Bible.
这里有一个现象。
Here there's a phenomenon.
先知为了当先知，所以讲假预言。
The prophets would speak false prophecy because to secure their position.
刚刚我们念过的是随从自己的心意讲预言。
Earlier we said that they were prophesying according to their own spirit.
那我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9, chapter 14, verse 9. If the prophets induced to speak anything, I, the Lord, have induced that prophet.And I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people Israel.
我们都是先知哦。
We're all prophets.
现在只能看圣经哦。
And all we have is this Bible.
没有圣经的根据，没有圣经当作基础。
Without the Bible as a foundation.
道理有时候讲得很好听。
Sometimes people could deliver a beautiful sermon.
但是如果不照圣经。
But if the message is not biblical,
这就是这边所讲的被迷惑了。
Then people will be deceived, just like it's recorded here.
先知也会被迷惑。
Even the prophets may be deceived or induced.
是谁让他这样子？
And who allowed that to happen?
神啊。
It is the Lord, the God.
神让你让你这样子。
God allow you to be deceived.
上一节我们讲过了。
In the last hour, we talked about this.
在困难的日子里面，你不能软弱啊。
In time of trial, you cannot be weak.
小孩子才会了。
Only young infants can claim to be weak.
小孩个性他假装不，那个姓张嘛，不吃饭，不什么。
The children might have tantrums.
我们有时候小孩子父母就啊，怎么什么，他就。因为我是姓柯嘛，有时候我们父母，我们小时候说，欸，你姓柯哦，不是姓张哦。台湾话就是丢嘛，哈，丢。
The parents will often say, "Stop acting, stop acting like you're a child."
是啊，你是姓不是姓张啊？这个姓张没有关系的，不在家如果在座有姓张，跟你没有关系。你不要说，哦，是他害我。
So you can't blame anyone for your own shortfall.
这边说被迷惑的先知。
Here it says the prophets were deceived.
还有那个去问先知那个人。
And the person who sought prophets.
第十节哈。
Verse 10.
他们必担当自己的罪孽。
They shall bear their own iniquity.
先知的罪。
The iniquity of the prophets.
还有求问之人的罪都是一样的。
So the punishment of the prophet shall be the same as the punishment of the one who inquired the prophet.
如果教会有一个人他偏了，如果了没有了。
Let's hypothetically speaking, if there's a church who's misled.
那你呢？他跟你讲，哦，对对对，我就跟着他走了。
And if he's misled and he's talking to you and you become misled by him,
他这边是说，该被除灭。
Here it says that they shall be verse 9,
从我民中除灭。
It says that they shall be destroyed from among my people.
迷惑的人的罪跟你跟他走去求问他的。 两个罪一样的。
The punishment of the misguiding person is the same as a person who is misguided.
没有说是他害我的啊。
You can't say, well, he misled me.
我本来好好的，他一直讲讲讲到最后，我就听他了。
It's his fault. I was just fine, but he convinced me to go the wrong way.
因为是他是长老。
Because he's an elder in the church.
因为他是执事。
Or he's a deacon.
因为他是传道。
He's a preacher.
因为他是负责人。
Or he's a church council member.
他是一个年长的那个弟兄姐妹。
He's an experienced church member.
所以听他呢。
So I just listened to him.
你到最后你要回到圣经。
That is not good enough of reason. You have to return to the Bible yourself.
在这里骗人跟被骗人一样罪啊。
Here it says the deceiver and the deceived both must be punished.
社会好像没有这个样子的啊，你被骗啊，无辜啊，你还要赔偿嘞。
This seems rather unfair in human standard. The one who's deceived might even receive some compensation.
在这里不是。
But this is not the case here.
啊，这是一个悲惨的时代。
This is a very tragic time in history.
每个人都要站立得住啊。
Every person must be able to stand on their own.
你站立不住，被迷惑了。
If you can't stand on your own, you will be deceived.
你迷人的跟被迷的一样罪。
And the deceiver and the deceived both must be punished.
好，我们再看那个第四十章。
Let's fast forward to chapter 40.
神在这之前，神的灵或者是手呢，降在他的身上。现在呢，第四十章第一节一样的。
So at this point, the hand and the spirit of God returned. Chapter 40, verse 1.
好，现在开始在量这些圣殿了。
Here, God began to measure the temple.
我们来看第四十三章。
Let's read chapter 43. Excuse me, chapter 43.
四十三章第一节。
Chapter 43, verse 1. Afterwards, he brought me to the gate, and the gate that faces toward the east. Verse 2. And behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory.
神的荣耀又来了。
The glory of God has returned.
但是神来不是像去一样。
But he came rather differently than the way he left.
你看去的时候是先离开那个约柜。
When he was leaving, he first went up away from the ark.
到了圣殿门口，等了半天。
He went to the threshold of the temple. He lingered there.
那要走出那个耶路撒冷，还在东门哈，那个城门那边要等一下，也没人叫。
He also tarried around the east gate, and nobody responded.
那最后只好到那个。东边的那个山。
In the end, he went to the mountain on the east, on the east side.
那神要来呢？
But how did he return?
第四十三章。
Verse 43, chapter 43, excuse me.
神的荣光从东而来了。
The glory of God came from the way of the east.
好，第四节。
Verse 4, and the glory of the Lord came into temple by way of the gate which faces toward the east.
第五节。
Verse 5, and the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
你看，从山那边来了。
Here, you see, from the mountain,
从东边来了。
From the east,
从东边的这个门来了。
From the gate of the east, it came.
神也带着他。
And God brought him.
一下子他都不料，神的荣光就充满了殿。
God brought him alone, and behold, the glory of God filled the temple.
第六节。
Verse 6. Then I heard him speaking to me from the temple while a man stood beside me.
第七节。
In verse 7, he said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name.
Oh, 第九节。
And let's skip over verse 9. Now let them put their harlotry and the carcasses of their king far away from me, and I will dwell in their midst forever.
这是神永远同住的这个应许。
This is God's ever-dwelling promise.
所以这叫做回。
This is return.
这回归是谁回归？
The theme of return. Who is returning here?
其实是两个方向。
Actually, it's a two-way returning.
我们回归。
We shall return.
我们回归，神就回归了。
When we return, God will return.
其实神要离开人，是不是一下子的？
In fact, God does not quickly depart from man.
也就是说，神一直在，若人在犯罪，神总是老是等着你，要你回来，回来。
In other words, when you're sinning, God is hoping and wishing that you would turn back.
你看那个犹大。
Take a look at Judas. No, Judas.
他平常日子只是偷一点，偷一点。
Normally, he would steal a little bit of money from the bag.
耶稣有够可怜了。耶稣已经穷得半死了。
Jesus was so sad, he was already poor.
有一些比较有钱的那个富人攻击一下，他就，哎，如果你有一千万，偷你一百块，好像很难。
If you have $10 million and somebody stole $100 from you, it, you probably won't even notice.
你如果用古时候了，你算到什么时候才算说你少一百块？
It would hard for you to figure out. In the olden time, especially.
耶稣常常十块钱。
But Jesus only had $10 normally.
只偷一块你就知道了。
And if Judas were to take a buck out of the ten, it would be very obvious.
后来呢，他想说，这老是这么穷呢。这个香膏卖了30两银子，三十两银子是当，不要以为少啊，是一个人一年的工资啊，在当时。
So, Jesus, he wished to sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. That's actually a man's full years of wage.
然后呢，这如果income 哈，这进来了要偷他一下，你三十两银子偷他一两比较快嘛。
So,
for 30
pieces of silver, if he were to steal a little bit, it would amount to more.
但是他一直不改。
But Judas refused to turn back.
约翰福音13章说，魔鬼就把这个思想又放到他里面，要卖耶稣。
So John chapter 13 says that the devil placed this thought into his heart to betray Jesus.
香膏三十块。得不到，现在把耶稣卖30块。
So he plotted a plan to sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
耶稣还是要让他回来的。
Jesus still wished that he would return.
说我沾这个给谁，他就是。
He said, whoever I give this dip bread to, he's the one who will betray me.
人在犯罪的时候，有时候胆子很大。
Sometimes when you're about to commit a crime, you seem to be fearless.
耶稣很白白讲了，他吃下去。
Jesus said it so plainly, he still took the bread and ate it.
圣经说魔鬼就进到他心了。
The Bible said at that moment the devil entered his heart.
就没有救了。
He was hopeless.
耶稣眼睁睁的看他走出去。
Jesus with his own eyes saw his betrayer walk out.
那神来呢？
What about when God returns?
神不会非常的好像很节约的慢慢来。
God does not come with a lot of reservation.
一下就来了。
He immediately returns back to the center of the temple.
来了之后。
And when he returns,
充满了这个殿。
He filled the entire temple.
那接下来我们看那个第以西结书第47章。
Let's continue to read Ezekiel chapter 47.
这个我们常常从殿流出了水。
This is a passage we refer to often, the flowing of water from the temple.
我们来念十二节。
Let's read verse 12. Chapter 47, verse 12. Along the bank of the river, on the sides of that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food, and their leaves will not wither, and their fruits will not fall. They will bear fruit every month because the water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be food, and their leaves for medicine.
好，这我们背已经记住了哈。
So remember this.
那我们再看启示录第22章。
Okay, let's also now refer to Revelation chapter 22.
请念。
Chapter 22. 第一节。Verse 1. And he showed me a pure river water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 2. In the middle of the street and on either side of the river was a tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
这个就是以西结书的信息了。
This is the message of Ezekiel.
其实就是启示录了。
It is about revelation.
所以以赛亚书以西结书其实跟我们现在很有关系的。
So actually, the book of Ezekiel has an important message applicable to our life today.
神就回来了。
God has returned.
现在就在我们当中。
God is among us right now.
我们的殿会充满了神的荣耀。
Our temple will be filled with God's glory.
在神的荣耀的殿中。
We live in the glorious temple of God.
我们也被神的荣光所照耀。
And we're shone with God's glorious light.
我一直在等敲钟呢。
I'm waiting for the bell to ring. Is it going to ring?
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 不是四十五吗？对不对？因为等一下还有一节啊。
We have one more class. Let's take a small break.